Hey Dan, I'm a 29-year-old heterosexual guy, and I'm having relationship problems that I really don't know how to deal with. But I graduated from law school about a year and a half ago, and at that time I'd been dating my girlfriend for about a year. And I shortly after I graduated, I moved in with her, but I wasn't able to find a job. And so after a few months of me not being able to really get anything but like temporary or very part-time work that couldn't really pay the bills, and I couldn't, chip in my half of rent, she got fed up and she kicked me out. And so we were broken up for a couple months, and then we got back together, and I passed the bar exam, and things were going really well for a while. I mean, I was very happy with how things were headed, and we were talking very seriously about getting married basically as soon as I got a job, but I kept on not getting any work except for just kind of like temporary gigs and stuff like that. And so there was this episode where she just got very upset and kind of depressed about feeling like we were in limbo and she couldn't kind of make any plans or know where her life was going. And she started becoming very, very distant. And then there was a point where I was about to leave for a little while to go work this like contract gig, and she told me to just take all of my stuff with me because she didn't know if she wanted me to come back or not. And that was about a month ago, and we haven't really talked much at all since then. I've been, working this job that's no good and sleeping on my brother's couch, and I don't really know what to do because there's this ambiguity about whether this relationship that I'm really invested in is over or not. And like, if she's willing to take me back, whether I should like, whether that would be a smart thing for me to do. And I just don't really feel like I know how to move on or like get my life in order because I can't disentangle like the rejection from her and the rejection from all of these employers that aren't giving me the time of day for the past year and a half. And, I just don't really know how to think about this or how to get my shit together because I've been having a hard time.
So let's talk about the girl that's kind of breaking your heart. Just based on your call, and I only have your version of events, it'd be interesting to get her on the phone, but I'm not going to do that. To determine whether, if she is the kind of person who, thought because you were in law school that she would be marrying a lawyer and there'd be plenty of money, and because you're having a hard time finding a job, she's not so interested anymore. And that's, that thing that people talked about a lot, I think 10, 20 years ago, about women are sex objects and men are success objects. And you aren't the success object that she was banking on you being. And so she's done. In which case, she's a terrible person and you're well rid of her, right? Or are you a screw up with lousy judgment and she's well rid of you? And I don't know what the answer to either of those questions are. Have you turned down jobs because they were beneath you? Are you not really in it to win it? Are you not really applying yourself to the job hunt? And she's in a better place to make that assessment than I am. People don't want to be with screw ups with lousy judgment. They don't. And I'm not saying that you are a screw up with lousy judgment. But you might be able to make that determination for yourself. And I don't think you are. Like, you're 29 years old. You just got your law degree. You passed the bar. Those are major fucking accomplishments that typically screw-ups with lousy judgment are not capable of nailing. Right? So my money is on you are not a screw-up with lousy judgment. So I would encourage you to let this relationship end because the being in the job hunt just to win her back is a lousy reason to be in the job hunt. You need to be doing this for you right now. And she's causing you a lot of emotional pain by this, I'll date you if your employment history is satisfactory, which is kind of a shitty way to treat someone in our economy, which landing a permanent gig is tough. That's why they call it the gig economy now. Landing a permanent slot is tough and takes time, and you're only 29 and you're just starting out. And if she can't regard this stage of your career as a much of an investment in you as law school was an investment in you, then she may have a screw loose and not deserve you.
I think part of what's going on is that she's someone that like she really doesn't like insecurity and like the inability. Like she wants to be able to kind of look forward and be confident that she like has some control over like her life and her situation. And so when like she's just kind of waiting on me to find a break.
What does she do for a living?
She has like an administrative job at a law firm working in like the billing department. So like, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's nothing amazing, but it's a solid professional job, 9 to 5, all that kind of thing.
Right. How long does it typically take people after law school to land a gig?
I wish I knew. Like, I mean, I've heard stories about people that, you know, take 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. You know, and obviously some people get it like right out, and I just don't really know. And I think like there's some things about my situation that make it a little bit harder. Like, cause I'm looking for work in Pennsylvania, which is not where I grew up or where I know people.
Oh my God. You know what? I literally said before I called you that if he breaks up with her, then he doesn't have to just apply for jobs where she happens to have parked her ass, that he can apply for jobs everywhere. And that
I wish.
you what do you mean you wish? Like, if you're limiting your job search to
bar in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, you can apply for jobs all over Pennsylvania. As opposed to just the city where she happens to live, which is probably what you've been doing. Yeah. You've been limiting your search to there, where you want to be because you want to be with her. And I would encourage you to just call this fucking thing off for now, or put it on hiatus, or emotionally cleave yourself from it. Apply in for every job all over the state, wherever you can, and land something. And if in 2 or 3 years you're in a different place and you guys want to circle back and maybe get back in touch – and you don't feel too assessed as a success object at that moment and are still into her, who knows? Or maybe you'll meet fucking someone else. There are worse things than being a 29-year-old member of the bar and single and looking for work.
Yeah,
and
I guess so.
Getting a gig in another fucking town and moving. Do you mind telling us what city it is that you've been applying for jobs in?
Philadelphia.
Okay, well, there's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And there's other fucking cities. And there's other fucking gigs, and there's places you can hang out a shingle, and other firms that might be hiring in some podunk town. You can work your way up to Philadelphia, but get the fuck out of town. Broaden your search. It's not limited to wherever this woman happens to be, because you're single.
Yeah.
Because you're single. Say it. I'm single.
All right. I'm single.
And I know that's scary because the whole culture says if you're alone, you've done something wrong. But if you're alone, you have to say to yourself, I have opportunity. Romantic opportunities and freedom that you lose when you're partnered. And there's things you gain when you're partnered around security and intimacy and familiarity and comfort. But sometimes it's good to be discomforted and with unfamiliar people in unfamiliar places. Mm. It's exciting.
The thing about it is that it's like, I feel like if it was just that I was single, I would be dealing with it better. But like, I'm single and broke and staying on my brother's couch working a job that I hate, you know? So like, I kind of feel like,
and you know who can say that? Millions and millions of 29-year-olds and 20-somethings all over the country can say that. So stop the pity party, put the violin down, get the resumes out to firms in other cities that are hiring, even smaller cities than Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and go find something. Go make it happen for yourself. That's the stage of life you're at. You know what I was doing at your age? Not this stupid job. Not this dumb fucking gig I lucked into. I was waiting tables and not sure what I wanted to be when I grew up. At 29, I didn't have no law degree to fall back on. You're in a much better place at 29 than I was. So don't come whining to me about where you're at. I had tons of student loan debt and no clue at 29.
Okay.
Buck up. Buck the fuck up. And you have a couch to sleep on. There's a lot of people out there without jobs that don't have family that can help them out and tide them over. And in 10, 20 years, you'll be in a position to be offering the couch to somebody who needs that place.
Yeah. Okay.
Buck up, buckaroo. Buck up, single member of the bar. Major life accomplishments. You've got it going on. All right?
All right.
Good luck.